Hi, welcome to the Itchy Ears podcast, a podcast that serves you with the best trends across the globe and discussions on controversial topics. And this is Moela, your host.
The lady boy, cause he's shiny. Too many girls when they sign me. They say I love you cause you're sexy. But me, I know that they lying. Bling, 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 bling. Ding, 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 ding.
Now they know what let me go.
Bling, 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 bling.
Me and the shoddy go.
Ding, 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 ding. Ooh. I been in this say he don't do. But she say she know no one go. Every day telling me bonjour.
Hi. We're back again, and today we're talking about a very cheesy topic. But first of all, I want to address this few things real quick. So I wanted to record this particular episode of the podcast like weeks ago, but I did not have a guest. I talked to some of my friends, you know, but they were all busy. So then I'm doing this on my own today. And I was also sick, a little sick. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was on some local herbs my mom was making. So I'm a little better, and yes, I'm managing. Anyways, if you are new here, thanks for choosing the Itchy Ears podcast. Like, comment, and share. Don't forget to do that. And if you are already a listener, you know how we do it. Welcome back, and let's get started.
Anyone to talk to me, be like send me where I don't do. If I go crazy, you go to grace, so they follow me. Although they do me shit, best shit, best shit, get brrrr. Although they play me football, although they just throw me, although always they lie me, but you never they vex me. Cry when you sex me, happy when you text me. Oh no, no. Bling, 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 bling. Baby, watch me.
Anytime she there for all the day. She send her mass on within the play. Every time me in front, but no day. Tell me, say you no go run away. See, anytime I there for all the day.
So as I said earlier, this topic is going to be interesting. The topic we're talking about is toxic masculinity or harmful masculinity, unhealthy masculinity. Yeah, and I'm really scared. Why? Because this is, you know, the anchor segment, and mostly I don't do it single-handedly, but this time around I'm alone, and I'm like, what am I going to say? Because most times, as the saying goes, two heads are better than one. So in discussing issues like this, you need to know another person's view. You need to know what someone else is thinking about. But this time I'm talking to myself, and then I'm like, ah. But anyways, you know how we deal with it. I'm still gonna deal with it. And I'm hoping we can all learn something from this topic. Yeah. So we've talked about, you know, girl issues, relationship issues. So today we're going societal issues. What is wrong with the society? What has the society been doing to men? Yes. So society has been making men toxic. Toxic masculinity, this is a notion that the idea of manliness has become exaggerated. Masculine traits are now exaggerated. So strength, courage, and leadership of every man or the male gender has now become domination, aggressiveness, violence, trying to be tough, all those kind of things. So let's look at some traits or examples of toxic masculinity or some of the masculinity traits. Threatening violence. When a man is being denied access to whatever he's looking for, whatever he wants, the plan B is now to resort to violence. Because as a man, the society tells you that you're supposed to be superior, you're supposed to be the bigger person. So when that person who is inferior to you, or the smaller person, is being very reluctant or hesitant, you know, you show them that, hey, I'm a man, I'm superior, I'm the bigger person, don't you see it? So then they threaten to abuse you. They want to use violence as a plan B in order to get what they were asking for. And that is a very toxic trait that society has told men to do. Another trait is suppressing emotions. So the very used statement is boys don't cry, men don't cry. You're supposed to be a soldier, you're supposed to be a warrior. Get up, wipe your tears, and you know, be strong. Then the next time, that man is not showing you that he's sad, he's not telling you that he's mad, he's not telling you, he's not showing his emotions, because society has told him that he's supposed to be strong, he's supposed to suppress his emotions, he's not supposed to be vulnerable. That's the word in certain situations. In fact, in all situations, you're not supposed to be vulnerable, you're not supposed to show everyone or anyone your emotion, you're supposed to keep it to yourself, because what, you are a man. So living as a man in this society, it literally kills. Because of this, men no longer communicate, you know, emotionally. They do not say anything regarding what they're going through, and keeping it to themselves, sulking it. If they want to cry, they don't even cry, because society is like, don't cry, so they don't cry, which is very toxic of society. And come to think of it, let's not talk about society like society is is like a place, or society is like a house. We are the people who make up society, so we are the same people who are putting this kind of rules and regulations on the men. We are the same human beings. It is the same male and female genders that are telling the men to do this. You go to maybe the gym. There's this Instagram reels here, and then most of them, the guys are going to the gym, and then when one cannot maybe lift some weights, they cannot lift some plates or some dumbbells, barbells, and then you're like, oh, you're so weak, you know. They just like criticize men and tell them that as a man, you're supposed to be strong. As a man, when a man falls down, you're supposed to rise back up. So let's not treat society like society is a place. We are the same people who make up the society, and we're the same people who are putting these things on the men, which is making all of us toxic. The next trait is, this is very interesting, treating sex as a competition. And it is no news. It is literally no news. I would give a very perfect example. So a friend sent me a meme, yeah, and then that video was a guy explaining how he had sex with his girlfriend, I don't know, whatever he had, and he was like, oh, I did this, I showed her this, you know, and that. And then the other guy who responded to the voice note was like, oh, I can even do this better, I can do this, I did this to my girlfriend, I did this and she did this. So then they tried to compare themselves, and they're like, ah, if my friend was able to do this to his girlfriend, then I'm supposed to do this as my girlfriend. So then sex is now a competition. Who is the man in the bedroom? Who can do this to the girlfriend? Who can make the girlfriend feel that yes, the sex was great? You know, so then these two men are comparing themselves, and they are competing against each other, making this whole thing toxic, competing with each other to find out who is the better man, who is good at sex, who is good at making the girlfriend, you know, paralyzed till she can no longer walk. That is what society is doing. That is what we are doing. That is what men are doing to themselves. That is how we are teaching people to rise up and stand for themselves as a man in 2022, in this century. Let's talk about the next trait being emotional insensitivity. Not showing love, not showing concern, not showing care for anything and anyone at all. Why? Because as a man, that's what you're supposed to do. If a man shows love, if a man shows care, concern to, let me see, a woman, he's told he's simping. He's told he's overdoing. He's told he has not been a man, because as a man, you're supposed to show little to no care. But then when you love someone too much, when you show too much of attention to someone, oh, you're simping. Look at him. He's doing too much of, he's being too much of an overdoer. Look at this man, he's doing too much, he's being too much of an overdoer. You're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. When you give a girl something she likes, when you do so much for a girl that you love, then you're called a simp. Then you're called someone who cannot live without the girlfriend or the wife or whatever he loves. Society is telling us that. Telling men, not us. Telling men, or let me just put it, we are telling men to not be simps, but to be emotionally insensitive, to be able to live as a man in the society. So we've talked about the traits, we've talked about certain traits that the men portray: being self-sufficient, being over independent, being violent, being aggressive, suppressing their emotions. Let's talk about healthy masculine traits. So if you found yourself in this kind of toxic traits, if you are portraying this kind of toxic traits, then you know that you need help. So let's talk about healthy masculine traits. What one can do to still be a man in society, but a healthy one. A less, in fact, not a toxic one. Let's talk about some of the traits. As a man, you're supposed to show emotion freely. Freely. Not under compulsion. You're supposed to do that on your own will. But if you choose not to, then it shouldn't be because society has told you not to, but because of your own decision too. But a healthy one is to show emotion freely. You're supposed to communicate what you're feeling. You're supposed to tell people what you're going through, I mean, if they ask. But you're not supposed to try to act tough because people are telling you that as a man, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to show your emotions. You're supposed to communicate whether you're sad, whether something is on your mind, whether you need something. You are supposed to say it. As a man, you're supposed to treat everyone with respect, be it a man, a fellow man, or a woman. Earlier on in the traits, the toxic traits I stated, like men treat women inferior, they make them the weaker person. But then to be very healthy, to not be toxic, you're supposed to treat women with respect, both men and women with respect. No one is inferior to you, no one is a smaller person, you are not the bigger person. Don't put that in your mind. As a man, you're supposed to treat everyone equally. And then violence should not be a plan A, neither should it be a plan B. Violence should not be used in demanding for something. You shouldn't even demand, you should ask regardless of the condition. And those masculine traits, this masculine trait should not be exaggerated. You shouldn't dominate, you shouldn't act aggressively, and you shouldn't treat sex as a competition. Be a simp as a man. Be a simp. And you know, one thing I have noticed is when you want to be a healthy masculine in the society, masculine, when you want to have healthy masculine traits in the society, you're then told you're gay. I don't know if it's just me, but then if I am a man and then I'm not so tough and I am so soft, and then I do certain things that I want to do, I'm being told, that you look like a girl, you're gay, are you gay? That is it now. So if you're not toxic, you're gay. If you're not toxic, you're gay. That shouldn't be the case, man. Don't be toxic and choose to be gay if you want. I don't know, but that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you being a healthy male, you not showing toxic traits, you not dominating, but you having the strength, courage, and leadership traits a man is born with, you know. Yeah. And before I continue, there was something I read on Pinterest that caught my eye. This was the summary of the book The Husband Stitch by Makado or something, you know. So the book was about masculinity, you know, toxic masculinity and gender roles that led to the pain and destruction of a woman in the book. And then she said something in the summary, and then she was like, men are conditioned to believe that they are entitled to whatever they want, even if it is at the cost of a woman. Women are conditioned to believe that they must surrender anything to fulfill the desires of many. So raising boys to be men rather than humans creates an unsafe environment for women. So then this is the effect of toxic masculinity, not only on men but on women too. Because then if you're always demanding, if you're always resorting to violence, if you're always treating sex to be a competition, women are also told that, oh, then this is how I'm supposed to be. Then I'm supposed to be submissive, I'm supposed to be the weaker person, I'm supposed to be. So toxic masculinity doesn't affect just the man but the woman also. And then the problem is raising boys to be boys, raising boys to be men. We're supposed to raise boys or tell boys to be humans rather than men if you want a very safe environment for both men and women. This book, y'all should go and look for the book, because I haven't seen the book. I just read the summary and this is very interesting. So you should read The Husband Stitch, and it would give you a wider perspective on toxic masculinity in the society. So a summary of all what we've said is toxic masculinity should be undone. Undoing toxic masculinity. To effectively undo this, accountability needs to be taken by those who have these negative ideas of manpower. There should be open communication, availability of professional help. You should go to therapy if you want to. And then, you know, you can't even go to therapy as a man in this toxic society, because why are you complaining? This is another trait which is very toxic, and society has put it in our heads that you're supposed to be strong, you don't need a counselor for anything, you're supposed to not show emotions, so why are you complaining? Please go to therapy if you need it. Talk to someone who can help you if you feel that you have the traits that we talked about earlier, and if you feel that you are becoming toxic, talk to someone, or feel free to leave it down in our comments and then we can find a way to help you out, and keeping them anonymous as always. So men need to have a healthy and balanced sense of masculinity, you know. Yeah, don't be over masculine and don't be under masculine. You should have a balance of sense of masculinity. And then this, if you connect with your emotions, you can experience an increased life satisfaction. You have like self-esteem, you're confident with yourself, you have decreased rates of depression. You're just a perfect human being. Because if you try to fit in the society is going to give you another rule to follow, which is a headache. So please feel free as a man, and as a woman, please don't feel like you're a weaker person because of what society is doing to men. Let's just all have a balanced sense of femininity and masculinity so we can have a safer environment. So this was quite a good discussion, and because of this topic I had to research, and through that I was able to learn certain things that can help me, and I'm hoping you learned something from this episode of the topic. And if you feel like I did not talk about something, please comment it. Don't say it in your head. I want to know what I did. And because I feel, since I was doing this single-handedly, I definitely left out something, or maybe I was just repeating something. So if you have a problem, not even a problem, if you have anything you want to say, be it good or bad, please leave it down in the comments here. or under our Instagram post at _MuelaAmoa or at Itchy Ears Podcast. What is wrong with me? At Itchy Ears Podcast on Instagram, and we would be free to, you know, add your comments in the next episode of the podcast. Toxic masculinity. Say no to toxic masculinity, y'all. Just be yourself. That is what we're promoting. Be yourself everywhere. Don't follow rules and regulations. And I'm hoping I don't follow rules and regulations of the society also. So then, before I end this, what do I even want to say? What have I forgotten? Yes, there's been, you know, news about food poisoning at certain restaurants at East Legon. So please be careful of the kind of foods you buy. Not just at East Legon, but everywhere. Please be careful. And sorry to anyone who has been food poisoned over the weekend. Let's just be safe. We need ourselves. Everyone needs everyone. So let's be safe, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast so much like I did. Oh, yeah, the other. It was still a good discussion. So thanks for listening, and don't forget to like, comment, share, and invite new listeners to the EGES podcast. So this is Muela, your host. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day.
Cause I stay.